Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר.
Hello, we'll be reading from the book of Zohar, volume 7, portion of Pinchas, starting with item 700. You can find the book on kabbalahmedia.info, and you can watch the lesson on kab.tv, where you can also send us questions, some of which may be asked here during the lesson. So again, the book of Zohar, portion of Pinchas, item 700, beginning with the words, at the time when the Creator.
ובשעה שהעולם צריך לגשמים, בשעה שהתחתונים בעוונותיהם גורמים פירוד בין זרנפין ומלכות,
And when the world needs rains, when the lower ones with their iniquities cause separation between Zerampin and Malchut does not adhere to the middle line, then her lights return to being frozen, and there is no dew or rain drawn from her downwards. Then the rest of the animals gather to her and demand plenty from her and abundance. And she rises to the pinnacle of the high mountain, the summit, the mountain of darkness, left line without the right, and wraps her head between her knees. And Helgal, which are called Rosh, head, became knees, posterior, in judgments. And she shouts time after time because of the judgments dwelling there. And the Creator hears her voice and is filled with mercy and pities the world, opening the illumination of chasadim called water. And she descends from the summit of the mountain, descending from the left line and running and concealing herself because the Creator opened up the dominion of chasadim, water. The malchut hides from the illumination of the left in her as she hides during the day. And all the rest of the animals run after her and do not find her because the opening of the governance of chasadim to provide water to the world, because of that, the illumination of chokhmah in malchut is no longer present. As it is written, as a deer, you shall rest upon the side of the river. When she adheres to the left, and her streams are dried, and the world is thirsty for water, then she will desire the plenty of water, which is chasadim. When she is impregnated, she is sealed, because when Malchut is impregnated by the souls of the righteous, she receives mud from it and raises man, from both of which the soul is formed. And then the Malchut awakens the illumination of Chochmah of the left for the sake of the soul, and because it awakened the rule of the left, her lights freeze once more, and she is blocked, and nothing comes out of her to the lower ones. When it is her time to deliver, she yells and raises voices, because she cannot bear give birth, for everything is frozen in her from the judgments that extend from Chochmah of the left. At that time, a big serpent comes out from the mountains of darkness and comes among the mountains. The Creator awakens upon her judgments of Nukva from the Masach Dechirik, which diminishes the gar of the left, regarded as a bite. It reaches that buck and comes and bites her twice in that place. There are two kinds of judgments of Nukva in the Masach Dechirik, lock and key, manula and miftecha, to diminish the left line and unite it with the right. The primary force that diminishes is the manula, the lock, the Masach Dechirik from Malchut of the first restriction. However, to be fit for receiving vak the chokhmah, the force of the Masach Dechirik from the key, Miftecha, should be invoked on her, namely, judgments mitigated in Bina. For this reason, he bites her in that place twice, first from the judgments of the Manula, and then from the judgments of the Miftecha. The first time, which is the Masach of the Manula, blood comes out of her, which the serpent licks. He elicits the light from her and licks them. In that, there is only diminution of the gal, but she is not fit to receive and bestow the light of correction, which is water, since the lock, the manula, removes all the lights with her touch. To correct her into being worthy of imparting water, She needs the judgments of the Nukva from the key, from the Miftecha. Hence, on the second time, which is the biting of the judgments from the judgments of the key, water comes out, and all those beasts in the mountains drink. It is so because through the second bite of the Miftecha, she receives her correction for imparting water, Chasadim, and also receives her correction, so she can deliver, since she has been opened from her blockage. It is written, he struck the rock twice with his rod, with two kinds of judgments, Manula and Miftecha. And the congregation and their beasts drank. It required two times, because the lock, the Manula, works to diminish the gal of the left. But it is still unfit for any light because of it. For this reason, it requires the Miftecha, through which she becomes a receptacle for the lights of correction, water. This is why the rock had to be struck twice. The rock is Malchut, and the thirst for water is done due to the iniquities of the lower ones who deflected Malchut into clinging to the left. To return her to the middle line, so she gives water once again, Moshe, the middle line, had to strike with his rod twice, with the lock and with the key. It is written, the voice of the Lord makes the deer calve. These are the pangs and pains, the judgments due to the adhesion with the left, promptly, and strips the forests bare to awaken the serpent, to awaken judgments of Nukva from the Masach Dechirig, and disclose that animal to walk among them. By that, the force of bestowal of Malchut upon the lower ones is revealed, and then all the hosts say, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. 701. 70 years she is in labor pains, and 2 years she delivers the redemption, after 1,200, since the ruin of the temple, that is, after the fifth millennium, which is all ruin, and 200 more of the sixth millennium, and 70 more years for labor pains, and 2 years for the delivery. It amounts to 272 in the sixth millennium. But it is written, before she travailed, she brought forth. And it is written, and it came to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they speak, I will hear. But before the 72 years after the 1200 are completed, and these 72 years are labor pains, two messiahs will appear in the world. At that time it is written, and in his hall everything says glory. It is also written, the wise will inherit honor. For in his hall everything says glory, meaning the glory of the wise will be in all his hall. 702. At that time, sages in the Torah will be respected. They who suffered several pains and pangs of a woman in labor, who were despised among the uneducated, will be respected. And promptly, the Lord sat at the flood for the wicked. There is no flood, but the judgments of the flood, when the fountains of the abyss opened and the windows of heaven opened during the flood. Likewise, at that time, the judgments will awaken over the wicked, above and below, until there is no end or conclusion to their judgments. And any disgrace and dishonor that the nations of the world caused the name Havaya in his people, and the swearing that Israel suffered from them over the name of the Lord, from all of them the Creator will take vengeance. This is why he is called the Lord, is avenging, and is full of wrath. He reserves wrath for his enemies. Passover, 703. On the first month, on the 14th of the month, the Passover to the Lord, the first month, Nisan, when that animal delivered the lights of redemption, to keep, as we learn, that on Nisan were they redeemed, and on Nisan are they destined to be redeemed. On the 14th of it, it is written, and he said, the hand upon the throne of the Lord. There he swore to uproot the seed of Esav, the Amalekim, from the world. At that time it is written, draw out and take you lambs according to your families, and slaughter the Passover lamb. Draw, as in he draws out his hand with corners. 704. At that time, thus said the Lord to the shepherds who transgressed against me. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, referring to the shepherds who are the leaders of the generation. This is why it was written about them, Behold, I will allure her and bring her into the desert. It is also written, And there will I plead with you face to face, as I pleaded with your fathers in the desert, the land of Egypt, who killed them with the plague of darkness. 705. On the first month, the month when the animal Malchut appears and strengthens it, and comes out to the world, that is, when she emerges from her concealment in 14 days, as it is written, and strips the forest bare, in 14 days are the rest of the animals, Chug, Tum, Dezalampin, which shine within Malchut, 10 to each side. Hugtum are four sides in the four winds of the world, north, south, east, and west, each of which consists of 10 sefirot. Malchut, Yud, and one sefira, Hugtum, are to each of the four winds of the world. They are 14 because four Hugtum unite and connect with the 10 in Malchut from the right side. And then is the 14th of the month to establish this animal, Malchut, in her corrections with joy. 706. Draw out and take you lamps. Draw is as one who draws from one place to another. Draw upper days are the Sfirot de Zerampin to the lower days, Sfirot de Malchut. The upper days of Zerampin are 366, the same number in Gematria as the word draw, Mishchu, meaning a year of the days of the sun, Zerampin. The bottom days of Malchut are sometimes 355 days in a year, but when the moon, Malchut, shines in full, her days increase and become 365 days, as the year of the sun, Zerampin, which is the same number as draw, Mishchu, minus one. 707. Drew upper days of Zerampin to the lower days of Malchut, so they will be all one, in one connection. Who draws those 10 of Malchut when she is on the right side in Chesed? It is written, in the 10th day of this month, meaning Malchut, when she is on the right. It is written, in the 10th, should it not have said, in 10? However, they are 9 to each side, and one point that goes in the middle completes the 10 sefirot, like this. There is a drawing. This is why it is written in the 10th, as it is written, Zachor v'shamor, remember and keep, in the same punctuation as Makor, source, since Aso, 10th, means using 10 in such a way that these 10 days will use that point. On this month, Nisan, implying Chesed, to indicate that these days will extend to be to the right side, Chesed, to connect Zot, or this in feminine form, meaning Malchut, with Ze, this in masculine form, meaning Zerampin, so that all will be one. 708. When those 4 days after the 10th of the month connect to the four sides, south, north, east, and west, Hugtum, and connect with the 10 days, the animal, Malchut, begets the lights of redemption, and the serpent goes away. At that time, that animal is sanctified above and is called glory, and the appointed day is sanctified, which was not so thus far. This is because now, during the festival, she is called glory, as it is written, and in his hall everything says glory. 709. Moshe said, those words are unclear and need to be interpreted for the friends. For one who closes before them the secrets of the Torah paints them. For the wicked, the lights of the secrets become darkness. This is like concealed money. For one who digs until he finds it, and it is not his, it turns into his mind into darkness and gloom. But for the one that it is his, it shines. This is the reason why one should reveal the hidden secrets of the Torah to the friends.
710. In a tenth, since there are nine sefirot to each side, opposite the 9 months of conception of a woman in labor, as the count of Aleph Chet, nine, from Echad, one. The woman in labor is the Dalit from the Echad. Aleph Chet is nine sefirot to the four sides of the letter Dalit, and they are 40. Aleph Chet corresponds to Zechol, remember, meaning Zeranpin. Dalit corresponds to Shmol, keep, meaning Malchut, and with them they are 42. 711. What remains is glory, of which it is said, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever. Kavod, Kuf Bet Vav Dalit, glory, is 32, and Lev, Lamet Bet, heart, 32, and our Sad, Samech Dalit, support, 64, in Gematria, four times to each side of the Dalit, thus 64 to the four sides, which are 256 in Gematria. Glory is above and heart is below. This is why each day we cite Hero Israel, Shema Israel, twice a day, in which we say glory twice, which are 64, with the two times Dalit, Dalit of Echad, they are 72. Thus, the Dalit of Echad is the wholeness of the 42 names, and the wholeness of the 72 names. This is why in the Psalm of David we say, Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. And on the second time we say, Who then is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. There are two unifications, upper and lower. The upper unification is, as it is written, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the land dry appear. It means that the degrees below the heaven will gather to one place to be in wholeness for Vak, which are the Aleph Chet of Echad. And let the land, the dry land appear, connects these degrees of Zeranpin that have appeared, including the Dalit of Echad, called dry land, from the Chazeh and above, where she is blocked and all her lights are frozen. This is unification. And this is unification of the six words of Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel, which reveals the Chasadim to the Zeranpin. But the Dalit of Echad has not received her correction so that Chochmah could shine in her, until the lower unification took place. As it is written, Let the earth put forth grass. This unification was done in Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever. Then, as she was dry from the Chazeh of Zeranpin upwards in the upper unification, now that she has descended from the Chazeh down on Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever, she has become a land that bears fruit and offspring. This is because the Chochmah in the Dalit of Echad appears from the Chazeh down, and all the Sefirot of Zeranpin, which are the Aleph Chet of Echad, shine in all the sides of the Dalit of Echad in their fullest. It is written, On the 10th, since nine Sefirot each correspond to the 9 months of the woman in labor, as the count of Aleph Chet, nine, from Echad. In the upper unification of Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Dalit of Echad receives from the nine Sefirot of Zeranpin, which are Aleph Chet, nine, as in Ibu, the conception, which is 9 months, nine Sefirot. The woman in labor is the Dalit from Echad, which afterward, when the lower unification from the Chazeh down occurs, in Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever, she delivers the nine Sefirot, meaning they appear in her. But in the upper unification, the nine Sefirot of Zeranpin, which are the Aleph Chet of Echad, are still covered and concealed in her as though she is pregnant, as at that time she is dry. Aleph Chet implies the name Membet, because from Chazeh of Zeranpin upward is the upper unification, and the name Membet governs there, meaning that the lights of Chochmah are covered with this name. And after the upper unification occurs in the name Membet, what remains is to unify the bottom unification from Chazeh of Zeranpin downward in Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever. What remains is glory, of which it was said in Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever, meaning that what remains is to unite the bottom unification so that Dalit of Echad will deliver and reveal the nine Sefirot. she had received for each of her sides in the upper unification. This is Kavod Lev, glory heart, meaning that she is called glory and Lev, the 32 paths of wisdom, Chochmah, appear in her. Kavod and Lev are Zad, supported in Gematria, four times to each side of the Dalit, which are 256 in Gematria, implying the 256 wings of the animals. Glory is above, and heart is below. Above the Chazeh, Malchut is called glory. However, the disclosure of the glory, which is the Lev, paths of wisdom, occurs through Malchut, and this is only from Chazeh of Seranpin and below. In the unification. And blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. This is why each day we make the unification, Hear, O Israel, twice, as we say twice, glory in them, which are 64 with the twofold Dalit from Echad, and there Ab, 72. The name Ab, in whom Chochmah appears, is implied in the bottom unification. Thus, Dalit in Echad is wholeness of the 42 names and wholeness of the 72 names. The wholeness of the upper Zivug from the Chazeh and above is for the dominion of Chasidim, the name Membet, and the wholeness of the illumination of Chochmah from the Chazeh and below is the name Ab, which emerges from three verses and went and came and pitched. This is why we say in the Psalm of David, Who is the glory? Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. In the second time we say, Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The first king is above the Chazeh, where Malchut is called glory, by the name Membet, where there is no disclosure of the 32 paths of wisdom. The second king is the glory below the Chazeh, the name Ayin Bet, in which there is disclosure of Chochmah. 712. It is written, and in his temple everything says glory. This is the inner, upper palace, where everything is sanctified. Bina, where one who is worthy of being sanctified is sanctified. How is that palace sanctified? First, the gates open through the Da'at, Zeranpin, which rises to Bina during the domination of the left and becomes the middle line. This is the Da'at that unites right and left, Chub, with each other and opens the gates of Bina from the blockage of the left. By that, Seranpin too receives three lines from her. One blocked key, meaning that, set up and opened one gate to the south side, right line. Then the high priest Chesed enters through that opening and hurries with his belt Malchut and with his corrections, namely the four garments of the simple priest, a bonnet, a gown, a belt, and trousers, corresponding to the four letters Adni, Malchut. Subsequently, he is crowned with the crown of holiness and wears a breastplate, a vest, and a coat of 70 bells and pomegranates, which are, as it is written, a golden bell and a pomegranate, mochin of illumination of Chochmah that extend from the first hay of Havayah. And a plate, the crown of holiness on his forehead, called a plate of the crown of holiness, is Yod of Havayah. He is adorned by the four gold garments and four white garments, opposite the eight letters in the names Havayah Adni. And on that plate were the two letters, blazing, meaning the name Membet, and they were shining atop it, and that whole palace was shining with upper lights. 713. The key turned, meaning that, and opened the side of Bina on the north. Then a Levite walked in, meaning Vua and left line, Jacob's tithing, which he put aside from his sons for the Creator, and with him a 10-string harp, which are the 10 sfirot of the left line, and he crowns himself in his crowns in Mochin of Gal called crowns. And then the key turned again and opened the gate in that palace, the gate which stands in the middle, meaning the pillar to the east, Tiferet, the middle line. Tiferet enters and crowns himself in that gate in 70 crowns, which are the name Ein Bet. and in four letters, which are 12, in 12 combinations of the four letters, Havaya, Hug, Tum, that in each there are three lines. And it was crowned in engravings of 270,000 worlds, which are the place of the revelation of the illumination of Chochmah from the Chazed downward. The illumination of Chochmah is called 1,000, and there are the two-thirds of Tiferet there, which are 70, and Netzach Hod, in each of which are 10 Sfirot, thus they are 270 Sfirot. He is adorned in the crowns that shine from the end of the world to its end, in Malchut, called world, and with several garments of glory and in several holy crowns. 740. The key, Da, turned again and opened all the hidden gates, and all the holy and hidden gates. And Zeranpin is sanctified in them, and stands there as a king in Malchut in the middle line of Bina, and he is blessed there with several blessings, and is crowned with several crowns. Then they all come out from Bina to their place in Zeranpin, Hub of Zeranpin, from the two gates in the south and north of Bina, the right half of Da'at from the middle gate of Bina, and the left half of Da'at from the Malchut in the middle gate, and they all come out in one connection, crowned in their crowns, as it should be, because they have departed from Bina to the place of Zeranpin. They awaken Zeranpin to adorn in his decorations in the four mochin. 715. This animal, Malchut, is in the first state and is still adhered to the left. She awakens and diminishes herself out of the love of the song, out of the craving for chasadim. This is so because being left without a right, she has chokhmah without chasadim, which causes her great sorrow, and she yearns for chasadim. Because of it, she diminished herself below the chazeh, so she could receive chasadim from him. For the love of the song, she gradually wanes herself until she becomes a point under the yesod of the lights, and a point under the chazeh of the kelim. And since she waned herself, it is written, and a man went out of the house of Levi, meaning the Creator, and took a daughter of Levi, which is Malchut, called the daughter of Levi, when she is on the left. He stretches the left arm under her head out of love. So the left hand of Zeranpin becomes Gal to her, meaning head. As it is written, his left is under my head. 716. Since now she is a small point, how can Zeranpin unite with a small point? But for the upper one, as small as it is a praise and merit, and she is big with the gadlut, the adulthood of the upper one. This is so because when she is small, the high priest Chesed of Zeranpin immediately awakens for her and holds and embraces her. Had she been big, Zeranpin and Malchut would not have been able to unite at all. But since she has diminished herself, and she is a small point, the Sfirot of Zeranpin grip her and raise her up above, between the arms of Zeranpin, which are Hug, since they elevated her, and she sits between these two sides, Hug, the pillar that stands in the middle, Tiferet, middle line, connects with her in love of kisses, love of a single connection. Then it is written, and Jacob Zeranpin kissed Rachel, Malchut, since by the love of kisses they cling to each other without separation until she receives the nefesh of pleasures as it should be. As long as Malchut is in the first state, in the two great lights, both of which receive from Bina, Zeranpin clothes the right line of Bina, Chasadim, and Malchut clothes the left line of Bina, Chochmah. Then Malchut does not wish to unite with Zeranpin and receive Chasadim from him, and she is as far from him as the left from the right. to receive chasadim from Zeranpin, she must diminish herself to a point under Yisod of Zeranpin, to the lowest degree below Zeranpin, so she can no longer receive from Bina, but from Zeranpin, her superior. And when she is a point below him, she unites with him into one and receives from him all the mochin of Gadlut.
717. When she takes the pleasures of Nefesh properly and wishes to count her armies, they all gather and call unto her, glory, 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 from the holy hall of Abba V'Ima. And in the holy hall of Abba V'Ima, which are Chub, they start and say, sanctified, sanctified, meaning that they give of their lights called holiness to Malchut. Then the month Malchut is properly sanctified. And then it is written, and in the first month, as it is certainly the first. This is so because when she was adhered to the left without the right, she was not considered a reality for her, because her lights were frozen and she could not bestow. Now, however, once she has been diminished into a point and was rebuilt by Abba V'Ima in lights of holiness to be under the degree of Zeranpin, this is considered her first existence. This is why at that time it is written about her, and in the first month. It is written about that, draw out and take, meaning draw the upper days of Zeranpin to Malchut. And it is written about that in the 10th of this month, when the moon, Malchus, was joined with the sun, Zeranpin. So the 9th Sfirot of Zeranpin would operate and shine in the Malchus. And she, who was the single point after the waning, when she descended from the hall of Abba V'Ima, expands a bit, fills up, and becomes the bottom hay de Havaya, full of abundance from all four sides, and properly sanctified. 718. That hall turned and opened another gate on the south, on the right line, in 72 crowns, which is the name Ab, that shines in the right line. Afterwards, it opens a third gate to the east, the middle line, in 50 lights of the 50 gates of Bina. After that, it opens another gate to the west, which is Malchut, in 72 crowns of the name Ab, and in all 248 chassadim, in the count of the words in the portions of the Shema reading. And that animal, Malchut, which was small at first, grew once she received the 72 crowns and the 248 chassadim. As it is written, the whole earth is full of his glory, which is the upper glory and the lower glory. Malchut receives all of that in the unification of the Shema reading. 719. When it reaches 18 worlds, in which there are the 18 blessings of the prayer, the standing prayer, which begins with the words, Lord, open my lips, and let my mouth declare your praise. The middle pillar, Zeranpin, connects with her in fondness of kisses of the lips, meaning Netzachod, and the tongue, righteous, Yesod, is between them. The tongue of them that are taught. At that time, in Yaakov, Zeranpin kissed Rachel, Malchut. Then that animal, Malchut, is summoned with the words, glory, glory. And Abba V'Ima say, sanctified, sanctified. Abba V'Ima dispensed their lights, called holiness, upon her. And then the month, Malchut, is properly sanctified. And she is called, and in the first month, the first indeed. 720. And then, draw the upper days of Zeranpin to Malchut. This is why it is written, in the 10th of this month, where the 9 days of Zeranpin will shine unto Malchut, when the holy moon, Malchut, was joined with the sun, Zeranpin, of whom it was written, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And the little point that Malchut was... has been filled as the full moon. And then it is the full month, when the moon, Malchut, is full, and the whole earth is full of his glory. At first she was deficient, but now she is completely full. 721. On the 14th of the month, the Passover to the Lord. Why is the lamb offering for Passover? The fear of the Egyptians and their gods was the lamb, because the Egyptians were serving the sign of Aries. This is why they were serving the lamb. It is written, if we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians. What is the abomination of the Egyptians? It is written about it, abomination of the Egyptians, because it is hated. Indeed, the fear of the Egyptians and their gods is called the abomination of the Egyptians, as it is written, according to the abominations of the nations, meaning the fear of the nations. 722. Come and see Yosef's wisdom. It is written, and from among his brothers he took five men and taught them to say, your servants have been keepers of cattle. But does a king who rules over the earth, who is a father to the king, do such a thing, making the Egyptians hate his brothers and disrespect them? For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Indeed, the abomination of the Egyptians, their fear and their God, is called that. That is why it is written, if we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians, being their God. 723. Yosef said, the very best of Egypt is the land of Ramses. And they set this land apart for their God, the sheep, to graze there and to walk there in all the pleasures of the world. And all the Egyptians considered those who keep their gods as their gods. He said, I will make my brothers inherit that land, and the Egyptians will bow before them and revere them as they should. As it is written, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. For this reason, they would regard them as their gods. 724. As the Creator avenges idolaters, He avenges idolatry itself. If so, how did Yosef turn his brothers to idol worship, making the Egyptians bow before them as before their gods? Yosef did not turn his brothers into idol worship. Rather, he made them rule over the Egyptians' idol worship and subdue their idolatry under the hands of his brothers, so they will strike them with a rod. Yosef said, if my brothers govern their idolatry, they will certainly govern themselves. This is why he settled them in the best of lands and gave them dominion over the entire country. 725. The Passover lamb is because the fear of the Egyptians and their God was the lamb. The Creator said, from the 10th of this month, take the God of the Egyptians and catch him, and it will be imprisoned and captive by you for a day, 2 days, and three. And on the fourth day, execute him and gather over it. 726. And when the Egyptians heard the voice of their fear, that it was caught by Israel, and they could not save him, they wept. And it was as hard for them as though they themselves were tied and about to be killed. The Creator said, he will be captive in your possession day after day for 4 days. So the Egyptians will see that he is imprisoned. And on the fourth day, execute him. And the Egyptians will see how you execute judgment on him. And these judgments that they would carry out in their fear were harsher for them than all the blows by which the Creator had inflicted them. 727. Afterwards, it was sentenced in fire, as it is written, and burn their graven images with fire. The Creator said, do not eat from it raw, lest the Egyptians will say that he is being eaten with desire and craving of our God, insufficiently roasted. Instead, roast it and do not cook it. For if it were cooked, it would be covered in a pot under the water, and they would not see it. Rather, its correction is to be seen burning in fire, because its smells travel afar. 728, his head bent upon him on his legs. So they will not say that it is some other animal or thing, but will recognize him as their God. Also, they should not eat him with great desire, but to fullness, in a manner of disgrace and degradation. You are not to break any bone of him, rather they should see his bones cast in the market, and they cannot save him. This is why it is written, upon their gods also the Lord executed many judgments. And your staff in your hand, not a sword or a lance or other instruments of war, to show that you do not fear them. 729. The Egyptians were worshipping Ares. This is why they were worshipping the lamb. It turns out that they needed to worship a young lamb, not a grown lamb, but they were serving all of them. But Ares descends and ascends. At one time it seems like a young lamb, and at other times like a big lamb. This is why they were serving all of them. Every great beast was their god. This is why the Creator killed every firstborn of the cattle. Those were degrees above, high spiritual forces of impurity, called the firstborn of the cattle. And this is why they were serving them. 730. It is written, you shall eat nothing leavened. And it is written, there shall be no leavened bread, chametz, that will be eaten. The difference between machmetzet and chametz is that chametz is male and machmetzet is female form of unleavened. Why does it not say you shall eat nothing regarding chametz as well? Rather, the female of the klipot spoils her ways most. Hence, it is written as a warning, you shall eat nothing. But the male of the klipot, who clings to the thread of purity more than the female, is said as a request, there shall no be eaten, and not as a warning or commandment. This is why here it is written, there shall be no to be eaten. Here and there, you shall eat nothing. 731. But it is written, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it, thus in leaven too, which is the male of klipa. It is also written as a warning. The text writes extensively about the honor of the sacrifice. This is why it is written, you shall eat nothing. However, in the beginning it spoke of the leaven in terms of request, there shall be none to be eaten. But afterwards, in machmetzet, it is phrased as a warning, you shall eat nothing. Since the female of the klipot is harsher than the male of klipa, and she is called machmetzet because there is the smell of death there. Chametz indicates male, hence no death is implied in it. But machmetzet is female, and it is written, her legs go down to death. Hence, at the beginning of the word, machmetzet, and at its end, you will find the letters mem tet, the letters of the word dead in Hebrew. For this reason, one who eats chametz on Passover, the female brings his death sooner, and he should know that he is dead in this world and in the next world, as it is written, that soul shall be cut off. 732. Why is a matzah called so? Shaddai means that he who said to his world, die, or enough, will say to our troubles, die, enough. He chases away from us the judgments and the troubles. So is the matzah. It subdues and overpowers, chasing away all the evil sides and creates strife among them, such as the name Shaddai on the mezuzah, which chases away demons and harm-doers at the gate. Similarly, a matzah chases them away from all those holy abodes and creates strife and quarrel, between them. As it is written, Masa and Meriva, test and strife. This is why the name Matzah is written, but Masa is with a Samech and not with a Tzadik. Indeed, the translation of Masa is Matsuda, or strife in Aramaic. This is why it is called Matzah with Tz, Matzah. 333. Like the tongue, which is a rod to the whole household, since he torments them with his tongue, it seems to them as though he torments them with a rod. And the tongue is the letter Vav, Zampin, Havaya. It is a rod with 10 letters, since filled Havaya is 10 letters in Hebrew. Yud, Vav, Daled, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, Aleph. And with it, the Creator struck 10 plagues. And because all of the plagues were from the letters Hey, Hey of the name Havaya, Rabbi Akiva says in the Passover Haggadah, How do we know that the number of each plague that the Creator struck the Egyptians with in Egypt was of 5 plagues? And the letter He, the numerical value of 5, multiplied by the letter Yud, numerical value of 10, is 50 blows, and 5 times 50 is 250, which is why it is written that they were stricken 250 blows by the sea.
734. The best of the land of Egypt is Ramses. They dedicated that land to their god to graze and to walk in all the pleasures of the world. And all the Egyptians regarded the keepers of their gods as their gods. This is why Joseph asked Pharaoh for the land of Ramses to graze their flock, to install his brothers as rulers over the gods of Egypt, so they would yield under their hands as slaves under their king, and would all surrender under the name of Havayah from their side, and only the name Havayah will rule in this world. Thus all the appointed ministers surrendered under his hand. 735. And also, to show that he was destined to avenge them, as it is written, "Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." Since they misled the people and made gods of themselves, and because the appointee of the Lamb is greater than all the appointees of all the other gods, the Creator ordered Israel, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household, and make themselves rulers of him and capture him in their possession for a day and two and three. And after that, execute him before the eyes of all the Egyptians, to show that their God is in Israel's possession, to execute judgment on him. 736. This is why it is written, "Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted in fire, both his head and his legs along with his entrails. This is so that he will be sentenced by the fire of the roast." And he ordered his bones thrown in the market disgracefully. This is why it is written, "Nor are you to break any bone of him." He commanded about the fourth day, after he had been tied for 3 days, that judgment will be executed on him. This was tougher for the Egyptians, more than all the blows that the Creator struck them through Moses. Moreover, he commanded that he should not be eaten with great appetite, but on a full stomach. And as soon as they see his bones in the market, and they cannot save him, this is harder for them than anything. Moreover, it is written about them and your staff in your hand to subjugate all the gods of Egypt under their hands. And because their gods were appointed firstborns, it is written, "The Lord struck all the firstborn." 737. After all that, it is written, "You shall not eat leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat with it unleavened bread, the bread of affliction." And it is written, "You shall eat nothing leavened." Moses said, "Why did he command not to eat leaven 7 days and to eat matzah on them? Also, why does it once say there shall no leavened bread be eaten, and once you shall eat nothing leavened? There are 7 planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Moon. 7 Sfirot, Chagat Nehim, in the Kilim of Achoraim, of Malchut, and they are from the side of good and bad, where the light, which is Matzah, inside, and the Klipa on the outside is Chametz. Chametz is male, and Chametzet is female. They are zone of that Klipa from the outside. It is said about that male of Klipa, there shall no be eaten." Which is not so severe. About the female of Klipa, "You shall eat nothing leavened," which is severe. 738. The matzah from within is the 7 planets. It is kept from the Klipot. These are the 7 maidens that are worthy of giving to her from the king's house, the Kelim of Achoraim of Malchut of Atzilut, in which Chochmah is clothed at the time of the Gadlut of Malchut. It is said about them, "And you shall observe the unleavened bread." A matzah, an unleavened bread, is kept from the Klipa for her husband, Vav Zeranpin, who is Vav of Havayah. With it, with the Vav, the matzah becomes a mitzvah, commandment. 739. Those who keep it to the Yud-Heh that are hidden in the letters Mem Tzadi of Matzah, since they're Yud Mem He Tzadi, when replacing the letters of the alphabet of Aleph Taf Bet Shin, where the Mem of Matzah is replaced with the letter Yod and the Tzadi of Matzah is replaced with a He. This is the meaning of Yud Kei concealed in the Mem Tzadi of Matzah. The Creator commanded to bless Malchut with 7 blessings on Passover night, meaning her 7 maidens. The 7 Kelim Chagat Nehi of Malchut of Atzilut from the Achoraim called Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Moon. Also, he commanded to remove from them the Tlipot Chametz and Chametzet, which are dark clouds covering the lights of the 7 planets. As it is written, they had devoured them, but it could not be detected that they had devoured them, and they were still ill-looking, as dark as before. The darkness of their clouds were strong, that the lights in the 7 planets cannot shine for them. This is why it is written, it could not be detected that they had eaten them.
Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
Avi Midimona.
Avi from Dimona, is there special strength in the reforming light in the time that we're learning the Zohar in the time of Chanukah? Is there some spiritual root to the Chanukah days in Anafim, the branch?
The root of the days of Chanukah and the branches, the connection between root and branch, perhaps, is that the intention? Yes. Also in our state, outside of Kedusha, of holiness, for the time being, we can be under special illumination that promotes us towards correction. During the times when we study about Chanukah, during Chanukah, Purim, in Purim, Passover, in Passover, and so on. Yes, there is root connection between root and branch here.
Dror from the virtual Hebrew group. Is it possible to say that Adam, a person, is equivalent in himself to the Creator, and that way he's hiding himself from the in order to receive, and so that way the person who's in equivalence of form will be able to be into bestow within the group?
Something's confused there. The person doesn't adapt himself to the Creator, doesn't come to resemble him.
The moment that he sees himself as the Creator, and likening himself, is he hiding himself from the will to receive?
No. That's not the correct approach. Is that it?
No.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, there, Rav.
Meaning, you started talking to me this way. I hate it. No. It's enough. I have one such special student. And that's enough.
In order to connect, you know, we need to look for some kind of secret, or we need to give an exertion and a prayer.
We need to hope for the reforming light. That's it. The Sgula, the unique power of the Torah. We're reading and expecting the reforming light. Simple. And if it happens to the person that he's connected to the environment and wants to connect with the 10 and be immersed there and through it to receive the light, that works. That works. Right?
No.
Yes.
It's also that I will say, my beloved Rav. I also want to say, my beloved Rav, I really love you.
Is it intentionally to annoy me? I'm not dear and I'm not Rav. Understand, there is no such thing. Continue.
How are you connected to expect the light and to do some actions? Is it to do an action and to expect
So we have nothing more to do other than to try to create a connection as much as possible, and within that connection to study the Torah, within that connection to go out and disseminate, to within the connection perform all sorts of actions within and without that which we need, as our teachers write to us, and from that to expect the reforming light to come and change us, connect us together, and bring to us truly not a light, but the revelation of the light of the Creator, who will correct, who will truly connect, and will truly, and for us to truly begin to discover what it is we're studying in the connection between us. And that's it. There's no more. To try to connect, to hope that the connection will be maintained by the light, and in the connection we'll discover all of the degrees, and the main thing is to please the Creator in that. Yes.
Rav.
Rav.
I am Michel.
Forgot completely in new Hebrew previously.
Today someone knocked my car and ran away.
היום מישהו התנגש באוטו שלי וברח.
And he didn't say nothing. He just ran away.
והוא לא אמר שום דבר. הוא פשוט ברח.
My question is, why do we need to advance by external makot?
השאלה שלי היא, מדוע אנחנו צריכים להתקדם דרך מכות חיצוניות?
כנראה שאתה לא מבצע כל הפעולות.
That you're not doing, not performing all the actions that you can, otherwise you would receive no blows. Otherwise you would receive only good things on the good path. That's it. There is no use for these punishments, these blows, but to bring one closer. Any that the Lord loves, He will reprove. This is out of love. Right? The Creator loves you, therefore He strikes you.
Why blows, inner blows, in a group, in a tent? Why need to be in corporeality?
There He irritates you more. Yes. In a group, you'd forget after half a minute. And here, this way, you're coming here and telling us, and tomorrow you'll have to deal with it, and the day after, who knows? Yes. Nothing for it. I can't tell you what calculation is there above, but there is a just calculation, and that's
How to feel that it's love from the Creator? How? I agree that it's love, but I want to feel...
No, to agree, to just say that it all comes from above, and God bless, there's none else besides Him, everyone says that. To accept it out of love.
Really, truly?
Then ask. You can ask for that of Him. Give me the ability to receive only love from you. That's it. Not because you won't feel blows then. You get the blows, you receive them, and accept them with love. Torments of love. Ask and you shall receive. All right? No, what is with you? In the evening also, you come here to badger me? No.
If I can continue to answer his question.
The gang here.
It seems like I have blows that seem a lot worse. Is it right? There's a situation that in my eyes I see that the reason for the blow is corporeal. reason.
That I do not wish to discuss. No, no, no. Don't. I don't want to talk about it. You starting with your philosophies, I see corporeal reasons, spiritual causes and reasons. It's just completely disqualified. I don't want to talk about it.
Can I ask a question?
There's no questions about it. What you receive from above. You need to submit and to say, I want to receive this with love. Full stop.
My question is, how to cancel what you... in your senses. In your senses.
In the senses? Yes.
How do you cancel that? And say that the reason for the blow, what happened to the car, is only the Creator. It's not connected to the person that did it, or anything.
Of course it's about that person who did it. But who caused all these things to happen? Of course it's the upper light, because it saw that this is the most appropriate way towards correction. Of course, yes. That's why it's done to him through his car getting wrecked, so he has to engage and deal with that, with the car, go to the garage, do everything that's necessary there, yes.
How he does everything? Does it help?
He should do it with love.
Does it help to say that it comes from the Creator?
Of course. He has the time now, with everything that's going on until he repairs the car and pays for it and doesn't forget. He has constant work to transfer this to love.
What does this mean? What does it actually mean?
It means that he wants to correct his relation to the Creator, to nature, to make it so that there's none else besides him truly. Please.
We are continuing with Rebuke the Animal of the Reeds, 740. It is written, rebuke the animal of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the peoples. Rebuke the animal is the animal to which Esau clung, of the reeds, because on the day that Solomon took Pharaoh's daughter, Gabriel came and stuck a reed in the sea, and a city of Rome was built on it. This reed is the male of that evil animal to which Esau clung, who has a small side in the unity of holiness. And this is the reed that Gabriel stuck in the great sea. And this is why she rules the world. It is written about that governance, the reeds and flags shall wither. The reed is the governance and head of all the kingships. It is called a reed because the Creator is destined to break it like that reed. Lilith and Sam are called the animal of the reeds. They are the male and female of the Klippa, and a sow clings to them. The male of Klippa is like a median between holiness and Klippa, since the male, called a reed, grips to the holy Malchut, and the impure Nukva, called the animal, Chochma of Klippa, clings to it. The reed is the male of that evil animal to which a sow, who has a small side in that unity of holiness, gripped. Since the male grips to the holy Malchut, this is the reed that Gabriel stuck in the great sea. The great sea is the Malchut, and the reed, the male of Klippa, is stuck inside it. 741. That animal of the reeds governs in Egypt, and from it several types of governments emerge, all of which are leaven. When the Creator broke it, he removed the chametz, the leaven, and installed the matzah. With a small and thin thread, he broke the chet of chametz and created the letters of matzah. He broke the chet of chaya, the animal called chametz, hence it is called animal of the reeds, because it is as easy to break as a reed, and it broke with a thread as thin as hair. He broke the chet and removed its strength, and it became a matzah. This is why it is written, rebuke the animal of the reeds. Since the Creator rebuked it, and the chet of the chametz broke and became a hay. 742. The Creator is destined to break that reed. Similarly, He will break the leg of the kuf from kaneh, the reed, leaving hineh, here, behold. As it is written, behold, the Lord God will come as a mighty one, and His arm will rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His act is before Him. His act is the act in the kuf, breaking its leg and shifting the leg of the kuf of kaneh to become hineh. As it is written, a harbinger unto Zion will I give. Behold, behold them. The animal of the reeds is male and female of klipa that grip to the left without right and extend the chokmah of the left from above downward. This blocks the channels of malchut because the reed, the male of klipa, grips to the malchut. Chametz is the animal, nukva of klipa. To open the channels of bounty in malchut, the reed and the animal of klipa must be broken. They cover the lights of malchut, reducing the ga of the left, and the beast of the reeds will have no nourishment from them, and they will be separated from the malchut. Then the channels of bounty in malchut open. This is considered breaking the leg of the chet of chametz, which is the animal of klipa. Since the breaking of nehi of kelim caused concealment of ga of lights, and chametz returns to being a matzah that is kept for its owner, where the abundance of chokhmah does not shine in her, but in vak of chokhmah, from below upward. This is because there is no nourishment for the animal of the reeds, and she is kept for Ziranpin, her husband. It is also considered that the leg of the kof broke from the kaneh, which is the male of klipa that was stuck in malchut, and the kaneh, the wing, was made into hineh. As it is written, behold, his reward is with him. Since once the leg of the kof has been broken, the reward of the righteous appears. He broke the letter chet of chaya, the animal, called leaven. That is, he reduced the ga of the left. Thus, the leg of the chet of chametz broke. However, it is possible to carry out this diminution by revealing the lock, malchut of the quality of judgment, which is a great force that diminishes her from vak of chokhmah, even from extending chokhmah from below upward. She can be diminished by revealing the key, at which time the chokhmah is diminished only from gal and remains in vak. With the thinnest and finest thread, the key, a small diminution, he broke the chet of chametz, turning the letters of chametz into matzah, and leaving only vak of chokhmah in her called matzah, since its diminution was not hard, in the form of the key. Along with the breaking the leg of the chet of chametz, the female of klipa, the leg of the kof of kaneh, was broken too. The male of klipa, it is similar to breaking the leg from the kof in kaneh, the reed, and leaving hineh, behold. This separates the kaneh from malchut, and malchut remains kept alone, since malchut is called hineh. As it is written, behold, the Lord God will come as a mighty one, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his act is before him. This is so because after the kaneh was broken and separated from malchut, the channels of abundance opened in malchut, and the reward for the righteous appeared. It is written about that his reward is with him, and his act is before him. Since the breaking of the leg of the kof is, as it is written, his act is before him. This is so because the reward and the act of diminution of gal come together, since the gal is called face, and the act of diminution in gal is considered an act in his face. Hence, his act is before him. And then, a harbinger unto Zion will I give. Behold, behold, them will come true. 743. Rebuke the animal of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the peoples. Rebuke the animal is the reed to which a sow gripped, which is the great city of Rome. Gabriel, striking the reed in the great sea, means that the reed clung to Malchut, called the great sea. And on it a great city, Rome, was built, the government of a sow. This reed is called leaven. When redemption comes to Israel, that reed will be broken. As it is written, rebuke the animal of the reeds, the multitude, and the leaven that extends from the reed will immediately vanish from the world, along with its machmitzit, the leaven, his female, which is the city of Rome. At that time the Matzah will appear in the world, the temple of the first temple and the second temple, Bina and Malchut. 744. The first temple and the second temple correspond to the apple of the right eye and the apple of the left eye. Those correspond to the great Rome and the small Rome, corresponding to two clouds that cover the apple of the eye on the right eye and on the left eye. And those correspond to sourdough and leaven. And as long as they are not obliterated from the world, neither of them should be seen or found. And the first temple and the second temple will not be able to appear in the world. 745. The cure for the cloud of the eyes which darken the apple of the right and left eyes is the gall of a calf. As it is written, there shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down. There shall the calf feed, his Messiah, son of Joseph, of whom it is written, as the firstborn of his ox, majesty is his, for the face of an ox is from the left, and there shall he lie down as Messiah, son of David. The Messiah, son of David, removes the great Rome, and the Messiah, son of Joseph, removes the small Rome. Michael and Gabriel are opposite them. Michael is opposite the Messiah, son of David, and Gabriel is opposite Messiah, son of Joseph. The great Rome and the small Rome are two klipot opposite the holy Bina and holy Malchut. They are two clouds, right and left, male and female, which darken the light of Chokhmah that extends from the apple of the eye. Also, they are the animal of the reeds, the kaneh, that extends Chokhmah from above downward, and hence hover the lights of Malchut. The cure for that is to diminish the gall of the left. Their cure is the gall of a calf, because the gall is judgments of Nukva that diminish the gall of the left.
746. For this reason, the letter Chet is a thin thread that breaks it and introduces the letter He in its stead, turning the Chametz into Matzah, which is a kaneh in the beginning and withers in the end. Kaneh is the government of Rome, which is the end of all the kings, which the Creator is destined to break. Rebuke the animal of the reeds is rebuking the evil animal, the chet of chametz, breaking its leg from the chet of machmetzet. It is written about it, and her legs go down to death. Also, rebuke the animal of the reed, meaning breaking the leg of the kuf from kaneh and leaving the hine. Promptly, behold, the Lord God will come as a mighty one, as it is written, and a harbinger unto Zion. Behold, behold them. And to Jerusalem I will give a messenger. Hine, behold, is 60 in Gematria, meaning these writings will come true 60 years after 1,200.
All right, a little more.
Four redemptions. 747. All the souls of the house of Yaakov, 66. 60 is for the awakening of the first Messiah, and 6 is for the awakening of the second Messiah, leaving 6 years for the number 72, at which time will be the complete redemption. That is, 1,000 years, which is the whole of the fifth millennium, which is all ruin, and 272 years for the sixth millennium. To keep in them the verse, 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyards, which are 2 times 6 after 1,060. And then, and gather in its crop, meaning that there will be a gathering of the exiles. Israel are called crops, as it is written, Israel was holy to the Lord, his first crop. 748. If redemption is for 1,000 272 years. Why is it written above Lanu, Sing, or 256 in Gematria, with gladness for Yaakov, which means that in the year 1256 will be the redemption. However, the four redemptions are predicted opposite to the four Passover cups, Chuptum, because Israel were scattered in the four directions of the world, to the four directions, four winds of the world. Chuptum, those who are from the faraway nations are deemed first in 1256, and the second ones in 1260, the third ones in 1266, and the fourth in 1272. 749. These redemptions will be in the four animals of the Merkava, chariot or assembly, lion, ox, eagle, and man, in the name Havaya that is riding on them, as it is written, that you rode on your horses, on your chariots of salvation. Opposite them, four banners and 12 tribes will awaken in three Havayot. The Lord Havaya is king, the Lord will be king, and the Lord will be king forever and ever. There are 12 letters in them, opposite 12 tribes, and 12 faces in the three patriarchs. Three lines, Chagatz, of which it was said, the fathers are indeed the Merkava, the chariot. There are four animals in the Merkava, the face of a lion, ox, eagle, and man, each with three lines Chagat. Hence, there are 12 faces. These 10 tribes imply 1,000 years, and two tribes imply 200 years. 72 names in three Havayot hang down from 12 letters. Since those 12 letters exist in each sefira of Chagat and Hidazampin, and it follows that they are 6 times 12, which are 72. They are 72 years after 1,200. Hence, the intimation that after 1,272 years will be the redemption. Know that all the ends presented in the Zohar imply that then it is a favorable time to receive Israel's repentance. And if they repent, they will be redeemed. 750. 72 names are 24 to each of the three animals, Chagat. Divide the 72 in 6 sfirot, Chagat Nehi, and you have 12 in each sfira. If you divide the name Ab, 72, in only 3 sfirot, Chagat, then each sfira contains 24. The meaning of 24 is as it is written, and they called to each other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." There are 3 groups of angels, each with 24 shapes. One group says, "Holy," another group says, "Holy," and a third group says, "Holy." All this is in the illumination of the name Ab, since 3 groups together are Ab. Promptly, the left awakens in 42 letters in the name Membet, 42, which execute judgments on Amalek.
No. What that?
All right, let's go a little more.
A bird's nest, 751. It is written, if you happen to come upon a bird's nest along the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, and the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. If you happen to come upon a bird's nest along the way, refers to the sages of the Bible, the Old Testament. In any tree are the sages of Mishnah, who are as fledglings nesting in the branches of the tree. Also in each tree, they are Israel, of whom it is written, as the days of the tree, so are the days of my people. Or on the ground, referring to the sages of the Torah, of whom we learn, you shall sleep on the ground, lead a sorrowful life, and toil in the Torah. The young ones, the chicks, are the priesthood cadets. Eggs are everything that nourishes the Creator, including everything from small to great, and the mother sitting on the young while they were offering sacrifices. It is written about that time, you shall not take the mother with the young, meaning do not separate the connection of the mother, the Shechina, with the children, Israel. 752. The temple was ruined and the offerings were cancelled. It is written, "You shall certainly let the mother go, the Shechina, and the children have exiled, or have been exiled. And the young you will take for yourself, since sages of Kabbalah are called sons, as they are from the first side of the filling of the letter Vav Aleph Vav, Vav in the name of Vaya, which is a long world. That Aleph of the filling of Vav Aleph Vav extends from Binah, the next world. A world that is all long. It is written about it in order that it may be good for you and you will prolong your days for a world that is all long." 753. In the exile, they established prayer instead of the offerings. Israel tweet with the sound of the songs, in the sound of Shema reading, which rises to the middle pillar above, Zahampin, for the mother and daughter, Bina and Malchut, are in exile. It is so because Malchut is included in Bina. Hence, to that extent, Bina is in exile as well. And as soon as Zahampin comes down, he is tied with the daughter, Malchut, who is called the weaker hand, to tie the Vav Zahampin with the Hey, Malchut, in six Sfirot. Since on the Shema reading is the extension of Fak de Gadlut to Zahampin and to Malchut. Promptly, it is whispered to the Chochmah, "Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever." The unification of Malchut, at which time abundance is extended to her from Chochmah.
Ine matumanaim shevetachim gam yachad. Ine matumanaim shevetachim gam yachad.